still a tough time with the transition of Nebraska Athletic Director Trev Alberts leaving to take the same job at Texas A&M, but among those surprised about the move is former Northwestern and Colorado head football coach Gary Barnett. He told Hale Varsity Radio Thursday it's possible Alberts grew frustrated on some things that he was trying to accomplish.
Obviously, it has to have been tough sledding for him in some ways that we didn't know, and maybe some ways that you didn't know either, but it looks like he probably just got tired of beating his head against his own people.
Alberts is expected to be formally introduced at Texas A&M next week. After a double bye in the Big Ten men's basketball tournament, number 3 seed Nebraska takes on Indiana tonight at the Target Center in Minneapolis. Husker forward Rank Mass says for him it doesn't matter who Nebraska draws. He thinks that they match up well with a lot of teams.
We're gonna be in for a good game, and they're gonna give us our best shot, their best shot, and we gotta give them our best shot.
Tip off for Nebraska and Indiana tonight at 8 o'clock on BTN. The number 2 seed and 8th ranked Creighton men's basketball team fell in the Big East tournament quarterfinal to Providence 78-73 Thursday night at Madison Square Garden in New York. The Blue Jays will now wait to see where they head in the NCAA tournament. The Nebraska volleyball team will play Denver in the 2024 spring match. It will be played at Kearney High School on May 4th. You can find out details and ticket information at KFORnow.com. It was announced Thursday that Elkhorn North guard and Nebraska women's basketball commit Britt Prince was named Nebraska's Gatorade Player of the Year for a second straight year. Prince led the Wolves to their 4th Class B state title 2 weeks ago. High school soccer from Thursday on the boys' side. Columbus shut out Lincoln North Star 1-0. In overtime, Southeast beat East 2-1. Southwest shut out Kearney 2-0. Norfolk got a 2-1 win over Pius X. Ralston beat Lincoln Northwest 6-2. Grand Island shut out Northeast 2-0. And Lincoln High beat Fremont 4-1. On the girls' side, Southeast got a 6-0 victory over Northeast. Southwest shut out Columbus 1-0. A 3-0 win for Ralston over Lincoln Northwest. And it was Omaha Concordia shutting out the co-op of Lincoln Lutheran Raymond Central 7-0. High school baseball from Thursday. Lincoln Southeast beat Lincoln Northeast 9-1. And Southwest got a 1-0 walk-off win in 8 innings over Pius X. Grand Island beat Lincoln High 8-2. North Star a 7-4 winner over Omaha Central. And for the first time as their own team, Lincoln Lutheran shut out Fairbury 12-0. The Nebraska baseball team opens up a weekend series hosting Nichols at Hawksfield Haymarket Park. First pitch of Game 1 tonight's at 6:05. And on Thursday, the Nebraska softball team beat Northern Colorado 6-5 in 10 innings on the opening day of the Big Red Spring Classic at Bullen Stadium. The Huskers play North Dakota this afternoon at 5:30. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.